Nolte, The New Segregationists in the Media Outlaw Criticizing People of Color. By John Nolte on July 29, 2019. President Trump has done more for the black community in nearly 3 years than Elijah Cummings and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson have in more than 30 years. Look at the black unemployment rate, lowest in history under Trump. Trump signed into law what the first black president couldn't, criminal justice reform. Trump is also responsible for the first drop in opioid deaths in decades. And how strange that this is suddenly not getting any attention. President Donald Trump highlighted Baltimore City during a White House ceremony Wednesday afternoon as he signed an executive order focused on so-called opportunity zones. Opportunity zones are underserved and distressed communities where tax incentives are offered for private investment. Baltimore preacher Dante Hickman, who attended Wednesday's ceremony, told the president that Baltimore is prepared to be a demonstration project. Your influence on federal agencies and private entities through this executive order will enable distressed communities like Broadway East in Baltimore to obtain investment needed to capitalize and bridge funding gaps to create obtainable health, wealth, housing, educational, recreational, grocery and employment opportunities, Hickman said. The president announced the creation of a revitalization council to oversee the initiative to bolster investment in communities like in East Baltimore. The council will be chaired by Baltimore's Ben Carson, the Secretary of U.S. Housing and Urban Development. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh said she sees opportunity where most people see blight. "Absolutely, I see opportunity," Pugh said. The above is from December of last year, a mere 8 months ago. And also present at the ceremony was Dr. Ben Carson, the Baltimore pediatric surgeon and folk hero, who is also Trump's HUD secretary. But Trump's being smeared by the new segregationists for daring to criticize the Democrat power structure and for proving, through his own policy successes, just how failed that power structure is. The media and the Democrat Party are desperate to enforce an appalling new segregation that forbids a person of one particular skin color from criticizing a person of another. This sorry spectacle we're witnessing now, this desperate, hysterical and, yes, racist tantrum we're seeing from the new segregationists in the media and Democrat Party every time President Trump dares to counterpunch against a person of color, is nothing new. Democrats have used this racist intimidation tactic for more than a century. Do you want to know what's racist? Not criticizing someone based on their skin color. The ideal, or what used to be the ideal, is that we treat everyone equally. Which is exactly what Trump does. Back in August 2017, Trump described the lily-white New Hampshire as a drug-infested den. But now that Trump has, accurately, described a black congressman's district as rodent-infested, the enforcers of the new segregation have turned the word infested into the new N-word. It was only 2 months ago that Trump blasted the lily-white Bill de Blasio as the worst mayor in the history of New York City. And here's a short list of the white people, and in some cases, very white people, Trump's lashed out at in just the last few years: Bill Clinton, Rosie O'Donnell, Hillary Clinton, Robert Mueller, Peter Strzok, John Brennan, Jeb Bush, Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Justin Amash, Steve Rattner, Harry Reid, Anderson Cooper, Tom Ridge, Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom, Alec Baldwin, John Robert, Chris Wallace, Steve Bannon, Paul Begala, Joy Behar, Brian Ross, Carl Bernstein, Karl Rove, Jeff Bezos, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Michael Bloomberg, Brent Bozell, Robert De Niro, David Brooks, Phil Rucker, Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, Maureen Dowd, George W. Bush, Dick Durbin, Eric Erickson, Pete Buttigieg, Carl Cameron, Carly Fiorina, Jeff Flake, John McCain, Chris Christie, James Clapper, Claire McCaskill, Ben Sasse, Al Franken, Angela Merkel, Willie Geist, Donny Deutsch, Robert Gates, Adam Schiff, Seth Meyers, Chuck Schumer, Roger Goodell, David Gregory, Jeff Sessions, Maggie Haberman, Mark Halperin, Chuck Todd, Shepard Smith, John Harwood, Arianna Huffington, Christopher Steele, Casey Hunt, Stuart Stevens, Jerry Nadler, Andrew Napolitano, Jonah Goldberg, Meryl Streep, John Tester, Sherry Jacobus, Jake Tapper, Bill Nelson, Doug Jones, Rex Tillerson, Tim Kaine, John Kasich, Megyn Kelly, Richard Trumka, Katie Tour, Michael Cohen, John Kerry, Jimmy Kimmel, John King, the Koch brothers, Bill Kristol, Paul Krugman, Andy Lack, Rich Lowry, Bob Corker, Ann Coulter, Scott Walker, Michelle Wolf, Elizabeth Warren, Nicole Wallace, Mark Cuban, Chris Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, S.E. Cupp, Beto O'Rourke, Lisa Page, George Pataki, Rand Paul, Dave Beigel, George Will, Rick Wilson, Anna Winter, Dana Perino, Michael Wolff, Bob Woodward, John Podesta, Jeff Zellini, and Jeff Zucker. But now that Trump has, accurately, described a black congressman as a failure, Democrats and their establishment media confederates are enforcing what can only be described as a separate and unequal standard based on skin color. The Squad, Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY. Ilhan Omar, DMN, Ianga Pressley, DMA, and Rashida Tlaib, DME, are a rabid gang of anti-Semites and socialists. They've destroyed jobs, appeased terrorists, and are straight-up racists. This is not debatable. This is fact. But we're not allowed to say so because the new segregation forbids the criticism of people of color. So it doesn't matter that for months Trump said nothing in reply to the Squad's smears and lies and insults about our country and him personally. Once he finally decided to counterpunch, the new segregationists in the media and Democrat Party enforced the new segregation by launching a campaign of character assassination. For days the president was relentlessly smeared as a racist, for telling the truth. Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, is worse than a demagogue, he's a failed demagogue. I'm sorry, but unless you're wealthy, Baltimore is a failed city. A failed city that has been represented by Cummings for nearly 40 years. But we're not allowed to say so because the new segregation forbids the criticism of people of color. So it doesn't matter that for years, Trump has remained quiet as the failed demagogue Cummings attacked and smeared him using the most divisive, hateful, and dishonest invective imaginable. Once Trump finally decided to counterpunch, the new segregationists went to work to enforce the new segregation. To protect their power, even in failed cities and states like Detroit, Baltimore, and California, Democrats are enforcing the new segregation in the exact same way they enforced the old segregation, through intimidation. The only difference is that today, rather than fire hoses, they sic their media on you, they lynch your character, and assassinate your reputation. It's worth noting that another disgusting area where the new segregation is exactly like the old segregation is what happens to intellectual runaways, those who dare stray from the leftist thought plantation, people of color like Ben Carson, Candace Owens, Stacey Dash, Kanye West, Jim Brown, Mariano Rivera. No mercy for them. It's bad enough when a major political party and multinational media corporations tag team in a fascist effort to intimidate a country into thinking, believing, and speaking in only the approved and correct ways, but to do it based on skin color. They have deliberately set racial progress back 60 years. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.